Orphan. Bounty Hunter. Leader. Boba Fett. The galaxy of Star Wars is filled with countless memorable and unique characters, ranging from powerful force users to unscrupulous smugglers. One such character, seen only briefly in the films but with a large fan following, is Boba Fett. Throughout the years, Boba Fett's story has been expanded greatly beyond being just a bounty hunter, and has become a favorite among Star Wars characters. Boba Fett is the complete clone of a Mandalorian bounty hunter, Jango Fett. Jango was contracted to be the template for a clone army to be used by the Galactic Republic. Jango agreed to do so for a considerable amount of money, as well as a single special request, a clone for his own purposes, with none of the genetic modifications and growth accelerations that the other clones received. Jango named this clone Boba, and began raising him as his son on the planet of Kamino. Jango taught Boba many things from his life as a bounty hunter, including survival skills, martial combat, proficiency with a blaster, and how to operate the weapon systems on Jango's ship. Jango would also take Boba on a few missions with him, giving Boba a taste of the bounty hunting life. Shortly before the beginning of the Clone Wars, Jango and an associate were hired by the Separatists and the Trade Federation to assassinate Senator Padme Amidala. Two attempts were made, with both failing, and Jango forced to kill his associate to avoid her spilling secrets to the Jedi. Unfortunately, this left behind evidence that eventually led Obi-Wan Kenobi to Kamino, despite efforts to conceal this information. Upon arriving on Kamino, Kenobi learned of the clone army, and met with Jango, implying to him that he knew who was behind the assassination attempt. Jango and Boba immediately began planning to leave, but Kenobi attempted to stop them, fighting Jango while Boba watched. During the fight, Boba attempted to shoot Kenobi with the ship's blasters, and Kenobi ended up being pulled off the sides of the dock. Jango and Boba fled, with Obi-Wan barely managing to attach a tracking device to their ship. This tracking device led to a firefight in an asteroid field, and the Fetts leading Kenobi to Geonosis. Here, Jango assisted in the capture of Kenobi, Amidala, and Anakin Skywalker. In the midst of their public execution, a group of Jedi arrived to save them, led by Jedi Master Mace Windu. A battle broke out between the Jedi and the Separatist battle droids, and Jango leaped into the fray. Facing off against Mace Windu by himself, Jango was quickly beheaded as Boba looked on. A hatred and lust for revenge was instilled in the young boy, causing him to join up with a group of other bounty hunters in order to hunt down Mace Windu. Tracking Windu to a Star Destroyer, Boba posed as a clone trooper cadet, and eventually placed a bomb in Windu's room. Rather than killing the Jedi, the bomb was instead triggered by a clone trooper, causing an alarm to trigger throughout the ship. Boba sabotaged the ship's reactor core, nearly killing Windu and Skywalker. Boba managed to get to an escape pod, and was picked up by his fellow bounty hunters. The bounty hunters made several more attempts on Windu's life, but failed each time. Windu was eventually rescued by the Jedi Order, who also began searching for Boba. One of the bounty hunters ended up betraying the group, which led the Jedi to Boba. Boba and another bounty hunter were captured, his father's ship was destroyed, and Boba continued to harbor his lust for revenge against Windu. Boba was imprisoned on Coruscant before escaping shortly later, and forming a small bounty hunter syndicate headquartered on Tatooine. This syndicate only performed a couple jobs before Boba was betrayed by one of the group, and went on the run again. From here on, Boba worked mostly alone as a bounty hunter, gaining a fearsome reputation in the process. He had his father's Mandalorian armor resized for his body, although he repainted the colors, and took on many jobs during the Clone Wars. Boba eventually came into the service of Jabba the Hutt, performing many assassinations and other jobs for the crime lord. For many of his kills, Boba developed a reputation for disintegrating his targets. Towards the end of the Clone Wars, Boba encountered Anakin Skywalker for the first time, convincing him that he had vital information that he needed to deliver to the Supreme Chancellor. Upon arriving on Coruscant, Boba learned that Mace Windu was attending a meeting in Palpatine's chambers. Sneaking into the room, Boba immediately attacked Mace, and the two engaged in a sudden duel. Boba was clearly outmatched, and Mace offered him several chances to surrender, but the young bounty hunter was entirely focused on killing his father's murderer. Just as it seemed that Boba was going to give Mace no choice but to kill him, Palpatine arrived and halted the fight. Mace was dismissed, and Boba learned that Palpatine and him shared a common enemy. Boba was paid some credits and told never to speak of their conversation again. The Clone Wars came to an end not long after, and Boba was now 13 years old. As the Galactic Empire came into power, Boba would continue to find work as a bounty hunter with various employers. This came to a stop, however, when he fell in love with a fellow bounty hunter and married her. The two had a child, and Boba became a lawman on an Outer Rim planet, following the steps of his grandfather. After he killed a superior officer for raping his wife, however, he was exiled, and the two ended up divorcing. Boba returned to the bounty hunter life, and worked for many individuals over the next decade, including Jabba the Hutt and Darth Vader. Boba would be sent to capture the famed smuggler Han Solo during this time, but would be foiled by his friend Lando Calrissian. A long rivalry would begin between Boba and Han, with Boba continuing to fail to capture him, until Han began working for Jabba, and the Hutt paid Boba to not kill Han. Eventually, Vader would hire Boba and a number of other bounty hunters to capture Han Solo. Boba tracked the Millennium Falcon, and learned Solo was heading to Cloud City on Bespin. Arriving ahead of them, Vader forced Lando into helping the Empire, leading to the capture of Solo and his companions. Vader intended to freeze Luke Skywalker in carbonite, but decided to use Solo as a test subject. Boba objected, as he wanted Solo alive, but the freezing commenced, with Solo surviving the process. Boba took him to Jabba, who had an outstanding bounty on Solo's head. His companions freed Solo from the carbonite, although he was temporarily blinded upon release. A fight broke out above the pit containing a sarlacc, a massive ancient creature that slowly digested victims for 1,000 years. Jabba ended up being choked to death by Leia, and Boba was inadvertently knocked into the pit by Solo, leaving him presumed dead. Fortunately, that was not the case. Utilizing a combination of his hardened Mandalorian armor, his jetpack, and his weapons, Boba managed to free himself from the Sarlacc, becoming one of the only known beings to do so. Boba would spend the following years using his reputation of being presumed dead to his advantage, taking discreet jobs and staying out of the spotlight. Eventually, however, it became widely known that he had survived, although many still focused on the fact that he had fallen into the pit in the first place. Years would go by with Boba continuing to be a successful bounty hunter, but time caught up with him. As Boba entered his 50s, he began extensive medical treatments to avoid developing cancer as a result of his time in the Sarlacc, and required a prosthetic leg to replace one he lost. Boba and Solo had a final duel before both agreeing to set aside their rivalry and go their separate ways. Boba returned to Kamino in hopes of getting a cloned leg, but instead he was offered another bounty on the current leader of the Mandalorians. Boba hunted him down and killed him, but his dying wish was that Boba replace him as the new Mandalore. Boba, wishing to retire as a bounty hunter, agreed, ending a 45-year career of bounty hunting. Boba would continue to lead the Mandalorians into his 70s, but would also return to bounty hunting. Cunning, focused, and deadly, Boba rightfully earned his reputation for being the most talented bounty hunter in the galaxy, and this also won him plenty of popularity among Star Wars fans. Much like Darth Maul, Boba Fett is a Star Wars character whose full story is largely unknown to those who have only watched the main films in the series. Within a universe of supernatural abilities and lightsabers, it's very fascinating to see characters that can hold their own with just technology and talent, and no one did it with as much style as Boba Fett.